The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Every great artist, composer, sculptor, genius has a magnum opus. That is, a work that is his or her highest achievement. That for which he was put here on earth. Most classical music critics would say Beethoven's magnum opus was his Ninth Symphony, in which he combined both symphonic music with sung poetry. He believed that symphonic music alone could not express all he wanted to convey. Joseph Cripps, the leading Austrian conductor of the 20th century, summed up his personal vision of the finale of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, saying, "For me, the choral finale does not take place here on earth. In my mind's eye, I see quite clearly the instant in which Beethoven enters heaven. The finale tells us of his arrival and how all of heaven stands still in his presence." In other words, true genius moves not only earth, but heaven. In a word, it is timeless. This morning we hear the beginning of St. Paul's magnum opus, his letter to the Romans, our first reading. St. Paul wrote 13 letters in the New Testament: Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. And the sacred scripture, each letter is inspired by the Holy Spirit. But Paul's letter to the Romans is a little more inspired than all the rest. That is, not only is the Holy Spirit at work, but he has harnessed all the human genius that his earthly counterpart, Paul, possessed. In other words, in the words of Joseph Cripps in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul makes all of heaven stand still. In the gospel today, we see that God the Father also had a magnum opus, namely, his Son, Jesus Christ. Our Lord himself acknowledges his supreme status in Luke chapter 11, our gospel, when he says, "There is something greater than Solomon here. There is something greater than Jonah here." And if Jesus wanted to include the New Testament, he might have also added, "There is something greater than the letter to the Romans here." In other words, Jesus is the magnum opus that puts all other magnum opuses to shame. Why? Because saying all heaven stands still is a little hyperbolic. For human genius, it is simply cold, hard fact. For divine genius. In other words, Jesus could rightly assert there is something greater than Beethoven's Ninth Symphony here. Indeed, Jesus is greater than all human genius combined, even human genius inspired by the Holy Spirit, like sacred scripture, because he is the Word of God, in no way limited by human imperfections or weakness. My friends, what would you consider your magnum opus? Because we are created in the image and likeness of God, we are destined to be creators. God creates because his knowledge, power, and love cannot be contained. So too, we create in our own ways because knowledge, love, and power overflow in us. We may have a signature recipe. No one makes coconut cream pie like Laverne Niehaus. No one can preach a homily like Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And no one plays tennis with greater elegance than Roger Federer. But by far, our magnum opus is when we become co-creators, or better, pro-creators, with God's help. That is, when we bring a child into this world. Why is a child your magnum opus? Well, because while mom and dad provide the genetic material for a human being, 23 chromosomes each, only God can supply the immortal soul. In other words, every child is a masterpiece because it is not just what two people do, it is what God does. This is the deepest meaning of the scriptural phrase in Mark 10 and Matthew 19. What God has joined together, man must not separate. That is, God does not just join together a man and woman in marriage. He later joins them together through their intimate love and using their chromosomes in a new human being. That is what God has joined together. And when that miracle of life occurs in a woman's womb, again the words of Joseph Cripps comes true. All of heaven stands still. In other words, my friends, you and I are also God's masterpiece. Not on the scale of his magnum opus, but he delights in us like Beethoven delighted in all his symphonies. Every time parents bring a child into the world, they have created someone timeless. Praised be Jesus Christ.